the prophet's corner uncut, all will know my ways. In the coming days, they will learn my ways, for I am the way from the least to the greatest. So some men trust in chariots and horses, but they will learn to trust me. Those that make it will embrace my ways. All darkness will dissipate like clouds moving away after a storm. You know, this ascension garbage they talk about, really, there's been a few people there, and some of these people I've listened to are trying to interject in their comments about the kingdom of God and different things. They're just wording it differently because it's the kingdom of God they're talking about, whether they realize it or not. My brightness will break forth and my glory will shine through. No more deception. All will be gone. And as I said to you in the earlier word, the truth will remain standing. The whole universe, everything I made is held together by my word. It will never pass away. Even though people want to put it aside and discount it, ain't going to happen. Jesus is the word. It will never pass away. Truth will be revealed and all focus will be on me. All will be ready and willing to follow me, for they will know that they have been blinded from the truth by the enemy. All blinders will be removed. I would have you not grieve over those that have seemed to lose their way and are slow of heart to believe. For in that day they will all believe. A man's ways, or a man's mind plans his way, but I direct his steps. Those old ways of man will just fall away and they will see clearly to follow me. All will be clothed and in their right minds, seated at my feet. My sheep know my voice and they follow me. Many seem lost and don't know what to do, but when I speak, they will hear my voice and make the right choice. They'll say, "It's the Good Shepherd. I'm come to restore, not harm, except for the wicked." I said that I would not leave you as orphans and that I would come to you. I will do just what I said I would do. Take heart, for the best is before you, not behind you. Now, I want y'all to get a hold of that. The best is before us, not behind us. Don't look back anymore. Stop it. Right now, just stop it. There's nothing good back there. There ain't nothing good back there. Not a stinking thing. This is the end of the old garden, the beginning of the kingdom reign. As they began to hear my voice, I am the cornerstone. My sheep will come out of every denomination, institution, and sector from all over the world. I said that I would gather them from the four quarters of the earth and put my seal in their foreheads. They will be one, move as one as I give instruction. Never doubt for a moment, no matter what men may say, that I am not in full control of this transition. Just keep following me and I will lead you to victory. When you hear people say, well, if they don't do this, we're lost and all that. No. They're missing the point. There's somebody big in this equation that they're leaving out. The days are just ahead that I've spoken to you years ago, that you would be so glad that you didn't quit, that you didn't give up or give in to the pressure. You will see things that those that have gone before you wanted to see and didn't. My body will move as one, and when one part suffers, the whole body will rush to give aid to see that the whole body is supplied. There will be no more crying out for help, for my body will be well tuned and activated to help, all moving as one. All right, I want to read Psalms 133. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments. And as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. In other words, in unity, there's the anointing. I want to read you a word. This is a prophet named Graham Cook. Not really familiar with him, but I just saw a quote from a word he had, which this is just a small portion, but it had to do with his unity, and it was very good. All right. We believe that God is saying to you that we all need to work together in such a way, because where the brethren dwell together in unity, I will command blessing, and I want to be so close to your friendships that I will plant my feet in the very midst of you, and what you become in your friendships, your churches will become in their own unity. There's a very important thing, because I believe God is asking you to dismantle the powers that are over this area to work towards seeing a clear heaven emerge. This is mapping he's talking about here. Taking out demonic things. The devil is the prince of the power of the air, and he lives in the atmosphere. As you dismantle the powers, you see it is unity in Christ that unhinges the enemy. Always that unity. You can't have spiritual warfare while you're killing each other off. We can't have spiritual warfare while you are jealous of each other, or while you are withholding things from each other. Where the brothers dwell together in unity, there God commands the blessing and unity and unhinges the enemy. That is why the enemy is doing everything he can to keep us from being one. See, that's where the devil gets in, our disunity, pulling us apart. All right. So for now, don't be afraid. But decree as you want, and it will be as you have decreed. All you will see and hear that is negative, just know that these are only scare tactics. But I've not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Cheer up. I've overcome the world, and now so have you.